the concert had just finished, and our door for where our seats were literally facing main doors where the box office was. And if we'd literally left 20 seconds before, we would have been right in the middle of it. So as soon as we walked out of the door, the whole area where the box office is, we just had a massive explosion. And all we saw were huge flames, a massive explosion. And the only thing I can think of, it was a bomb. And everybody just were running and screaming. And it was the most terrifying thing ever. And apparently, it was Ariana Grande's. And apparently, she just left. And the bomb went off just as the coaches were coming out. So that's all I can say, but it was the most terrifying thing I've ever been. I was literally had my 11-year-old daughter with me. There were people running, like trying, the parents outside waiting for the children, not being able to get through to them, panicking. The parents running to the place and everybody in the place is running out of it. And it's quite terrifying. And then obviously now lots of police are driving towards it. And I just grabbed my daughter and just ran towards Salford. So we're now on our way home.
I was in the arena, and we came out of the arena with my three children. And as we were walking past the ticket office and then back down towards the car park, there was a very, very, very loud bang. So we just panicked and ran up the stairwell instead of the lifts. Into the level 5 for the car park, got my children in the car, and we went down the multi-storey car park, and then there was loads of panic going everywhere, so eventually we got out, and we're safe, we're out and gone. But the floor, it was a horrendous bang, and all my children and me were all panicking.
My partner's there with her little 13-year-old girl, first concert she's ever been to, and she phoned me up about 10 to 11 in an absolute panic. And her take was a bomb had gone off, and she said the police are all over the place. It would appear that they've been allowed to leave.
The kids were in the concert on their own, and me and my husband, we dropped them off about... at tea time. The bags had been checked by the security, and there was security on all night, so you couldn't get into the arena. It was definitely in the foyer. We were stood at the top of the stairs, and the glass exploded. It was near to where they were selling the merchandise. It was definitely a bomb, definitely. The whole building shook. And there was bodies everywhere, body parts. And there was an ear, there was a torso. It was the worst ever. It was definitely not in the arena, definitely not. But because of the panic, because of the sound, we obviously then run to try and find our children. Unfortunately for us, we were all safe to tell the story. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. Everybody in your position would be the same, I'm sure.
There was just bodies everywhere.
I was with my younger sister. She's 12 years old. We were facing the stage, and looking on, we was at the left-hand side towards the back. So as you came out, we was sort of near the train station, that kind of area.
Yeah.
The bomb explosion went off. You could see people running down the stairs, and I grabbed my sister's head and I ducked her underneath the chairs because I could see hundreds and hundreds of girls running down the stairs, and there was no way for us to get out. I rang my boyfriend. He was parked sort of a bit further back from the Manchester Arena, and I rang him and I said, I don't know whether to get out, I don't know what to do. And he said, try and get out as quick as you can. We scrambled to get back out. We got into the foyer. There was smoke everywhere, and it smelled of dirty gas. I can't describe it. I don't know what it was. When we finally got out, there was people led everywhere, and they had bandages on their heads. But my 12-year-old sister grabbed onto me and said, I love you.
It's still a bit in shock myself, to be honest with you. Anybody who knows the arena, there's a small car park that's just outside it near the Metrolink station.
Yeah.
I was actually sat in the car waiting to pick up my daughter, her friend, and my other half. Now, I had my music on really loud in the car, windows closed, and I heard the blast from where I was. I switched the radio off straight away, wound the windows down, and I could see from where I was sitting from my car inside, and you could see everyone running from the upper part of the arena where the box office was. You can see everyone running and screaming. So I rang the other half straight away, and luckily she was with my daughter and her friend. And apparently, when they got in the car, they told me that the blast that happened was very close to them.